Hey, family, welcome back to the Afternoon Jams. The Future 15 is an award program recognizing 15 outstanding and upcoming young professionals in the Muskegon Lakeshore region. Those recognized excel both within their place of employment and in the service they provide to the community. And we have been doing due diligence to spotlight some of the recipients of this year's Future 15. Our next guest doesn't need any introduction either. You know him, you've seen him, you support him, but we are proud of him. Mickey Wallace is in the building with us today. Mickey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic.
You didn't do that right, man.
Congratulations, man.
Tell him, Big Rob, bring me in, man.
Go ahead, Rob.
Listen, Muskegon. The one, the only, the greatest of all time. Rapper extraordinaire, holster extraordinaire, Future 15 extraordinaire, Mickey Wallace.
I love you right back.
The checks in the mail. All right, Rob, you got your 30 seconds now. You good now. congratulations, good, Mickey, man. I see you still at work. You at the office.
Oh man, this is the blessed and highly favored at home edition, COVID version of working. You know, working in the workplace.
Yeah. I like that setup, bro.
I had to stay. You peed my kente cloth back there.
Yeah, I see that.
I got that when we was in Ghana.
Wow. I see the storyboards up there, man.
Man, don't be zooming in on the plan.
Oh, we zooming in, bro. We zooming in. We go. Wow, man. And I see the books, man. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, congratulations on being one of the recipients of the Future 15 this year. You should have got that 4 or 5 years ago, but they got it right this year.
Hey man, I always say we in this thing together. So every year somebody that I'm associated with get it, I feel like I won it regardless. And the beautiful thing about, you know, networking in this city is and building together is that you generally know somebody from every year anyway, or you attach with prior members, or you know, one way or another, you know, it's really that interconnectivity of our city, man. And we small enough to, you know, to see change kind of happen on a more readily basis, and we large enough to really see what it could look like if other communities picked up what we're doing. So the Future 15 is just another way to recognize that, man. So you know, we always been winning, you know that, man. 103 in here.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was there so, 20 years ago. But you, no doubt, see. Hey, but you got yours this year. You got yours with some of your great family members, man. Your squad.
Oh, man, yeah. It was a whole team situation this year, man.
Yeah, you know, your cousin, Samantha, yeah. Right?
Yeah, shout out Samantha Ferguson. Shout out Gemini the Poet, Ebony Davis. Shout out Marquise Childers. Shout out Brandon Davis. You know, that was like my more immediate circle. Shout out to Angelita over at Services of Hope. Anna, you know, picked up the award as well. And it's, again, so many names in there, but one way or another, I'm associated with the bulk of that entire group, being a former JCI member, operating on different boards and committees throughout the city or the county. It's just all those paths are always interwoven, man. So it's a privilege to be sharing an event like that with your peers and with your friends, you know.
Exactly. To folks who don't know what you have done, let's talk about your mentorship program first.
Wow, Comedic Kings mentoring. I smile when you say it, man. I smile when anybody brings it up, because it really, you know how it goes, PA, man. When you put your heart into something, you don't look at it as like something you started. You just look at it as what needed to be done, you know, and that's how Comedic Kings came into being. You know, I was teaching at Timberland Charter Academy for a number of years, and there was a group of boys that just kind of grew with me while I was there. And, you know, that most vulnerable population, you see yourself in them. And you just informally invite them out. We go play ball, we get something to eat, you know, we talk about life. And it just turned into a whole situation. And at that time, a lot of you know I was with 103.7 The Beat. So it just went hand in hand, man, for what we were able to continue to show the community that we can do together, man, as far as building this community up. You know, you have also, other awesome mentoring programs like, you know, of course, Erica Sanford runs Purpose Over Popularity. You have Amari Entertainment running the mentorship program through 103.7 The Beat. You know, and it's just so many initiatives, the YEP program, Pathfinders of Muskegon Heights. It's just, you know, we're all doing the work out here, man. So again, it's not just about Comedic Kings, but shout out K2. And it's really about how we're impacting our next generation, you know.
A lot of folks don't know where you took Comedic Kings to Michigan State football games where they worked the concession stands for the whole season.
Don't say it like that, man.
Yeah, y'all was making money. I was doing raffles up there. Y'all was cutting deals in the back. You know, people getting extra sodas and all that. But, you know, it's all about that bag, man. You know? I'm get it how you get it, bro.
You're horrible and I love you for it. Shout out to my big brother Chauncey Williams, man. He put that program together for us, or that opportunity rather, together for us by connecting us to Brandon over at Path Changers Global Initiative out of Lansing. And they had the contract with Michigan State, so they were able to bring other nonprofits in and allow their mentor groups or what have you to work the football games, basketball games to earn money for their nonprofits. And so Comedic Kings was just a natural shoe-in once Chauncey made the connection, and we were able to get 9 kids over to Lansing, Michigan consistently and employed. But on top of that, PA, one of the things I like to feel like I'm running right behind you and Rob with building the future, man. I'm watching what y'all are doing, because just like Kids Free Trip to Africa became a part of the curriculum for Muskegon Heights High School, the MSU credit that the Comedic Kings earned, should they choose to enlist at MSU, they already have work earned credit going into a program. Ooh. So they don't have to start at the bottom when they as freshmen. They get to go right into that program with paying positions should they choose to elect to go to MSU. So we all go together, man.
Major, man. I got to shout out my daughter, Mo Nicole's watching down in Memphis, Tennessee, soon to be doctor. Jennifer Ross. Nate Ink, I think she's in the Carolinas or Virginia area. She's watching. Sean Love. Your good homie, PL 12.
Hey,
super producer.
y'all gonna get me acting out of character today, say in a second. That's all my family right there.
It's all family, man. Well, people don't know you kind of like got off social media for a while, right? You've been on Facebook for a while. Did you get suspended? What happened, man? Too many stalkers? What is it?
You know, they couldn't handle the uprising, man. the revolution will be televised. But on a serious tip, man, I took away from social media. It was really one of those, I don't want to say vices because that's too strong of a word, because it was manageable, but it was one of those distractions that at the time that I did it, which was right before COVID hit, I decided to relinquish all my social media accounts. And it really went into the time I wanted to pour back into the mentoring program, my new role at Health West as far as being equity officer, in transitioning, you know, just going to that next phase, that next stage of life. So I wanted to kind of take a time out from it and really develop some other areas before I started to remarket in the new brand of, if you will, of Mickey Wallace and, you know, the bridges that we're building out here, right? So it's all strategic to an extent, but a lot of it was spiritual and just really wanting to get a cleanse for myself.
Now, I'm going to keep it real. That's all the professional stuff. This is all I heard. When COVID-19 hit, I had to narrow my circle down. I couldn't be on Facebook because I know right now I can't leave the house. I got to narrow this thing down. Let me close this account. So it won't be no temptations.
Edit
you know?
That out, man.
That's all I heard right there. All the other stuff you just said, that's all. That sound good. That sound good, man. You know?
That's why I love y'all. I feel like we back in the studio already. But you know what they say? There's a lot of truth said in jest. I ain't saying that wasn't none of it. I'm just saying that wasn't the primary reason. Okay.
Yeah, that COVID put pressure on cats, man. You got to make a decision. What house you going to be at? You know what I mean? Where you going to be at after 8 o'clock? You know?
Hey, you know, man, that's a big part, and I know you and Rob really understand this, is that in media, when you're in the public eye, often you're doing outreach, you're on media, you're building, you're making bridges happen, and you're putting things together. You give a lot of energy. You give a lot of energy away. You give a lot of your personality and time away, and you give a lot of your energy away. And so I really had to kind of reconfigure what I was giving away versus what I was giving myself, because I'm a giver. When it comes down to it, like, if you need it, I got you. And I have to find that balance for me. So a lot of that was just, you know, I needed that for me, you know.
You need to get paid. They need to pay you.
Well, that too. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. And that has been happening. I appreciate everybody that has continued to book Mickey Wallace for your speaking, public hosting events. Yeah, I got you covered. Hit me up. Family plug. I don't mind. I'll put that in. I'm still working.
To folks who don't know, you, Health West created a position for you, a supervisor position. You walked in the door, a boss. How does that feel? And let the family know what you do.
You, PA, I like that question of how does it feel? Because I'll go back to the beginning of our conversation where I don't do nothing by myself. To me, it's always a team win. It's what I learned from my time at every experience that I've had, you know. And so going into that position, there was so much even going into Health West that I look at the foundation that was laid to go in there. You know, I've been back in Muskegon 5 years now. And in that time, I've been, you know, boards, committees, 103, interviewing so many different, you know, personalities throughout the community that are impactful. So a lot of that relationship building was done, you know, teaching, done being on air, done doing the community outreach, you know, and participating in a lot of those events. So it was kind of natural that was the transition after I, you know, stepped down off the platform of radio, was just that it's still building. It's still the same work that we've been committed to this whole time. And that's bringing people together to get that understanding, to let those barriers down of separation and really have honest dialogue about what equity really looks like. And that's what we've always been doing, you know. So it just felt natural, man. And for them to create the position of equity officer, it said a lot about the organization wanting to advance, because that organization is over 50 plus years old. And to not have that position already said a lot. So it really goes to say, you know, where Julia is and how she wants to help advance the company. So it really just, it was time, you know, it was divine timing.
Mickey Wallace in the building, Future 15. Actually, he's there now. He's not the future. His brother's there now. We're committed to taking.
I thought it was under 40, wasn't it, Paul?
He's under 40, right?
No, I thought the Future 15 was under 40.
He's under 40. You're under 40, right, Mickey?
How you get that? And he's 56 years old. I don't know why y'all be believing Mickey in his 20s or 30s.
I knew what he was saying when he started. I knew he
was Mickey. Rob, he's not that old, brother.
Business, man. Rob, just keep my business on the street. You don't need to tell nobody how old I really am, Rob.
He's 56 years old for real, y'all.
I'll be 56.
Come on, man.
That's dye in this beard. You got dye in there.
You better get hip.
So Mickey, man, I know you had to go in the lab and write some songs during this pandemic, man. Too much went on.
Wow. Is that a question or what is that?
It's a statement. I just want to know when we're going to get it. It's not a question.
PA, you know, as an artist, man, you never relinquish your passion. So, you know, writing and performing, that artistic expression is how I been able to help balance out through a lot of this, you know, the global pandemic, the ongoing publicized atrocities of our young Black men and women, you know, being murdered on various fronts. That's not new to us, but increase, you know, just having increased heightened publicity around it really creates an enduring trauma. And so, I almost feel like a need to write through that. So I have been in the studio working with some great producers, engineers, storyboard writers and videographers, what have you, and putting together some visions right now that really speak to where we are and really the opportunities of where I hope we can go as a people and as a nation and as a globe, to be honest. So the art is definitely still there. It's on the way. That's all I can really say.
What you waiting on, bro?
You know, you know me, PA, it's all divine timing, man. I don't move until that creator says what's up. And sometimes it pays to be long suffering in some situations, so you really learn what you need to learn before you take that next step. So to really, you know, I could put a date out there, and my team, we have a tentative date. We do. We have a tentative date, but I'm not gonna put that out there.
You're not gonna put it out there. Too much pressure.
That we're working towards right now. Yeah.
Mona Cole said, "Look at his beard. That's the beard of a 56-year-old."
What'd she say?
Look at the beard. That's the beard of a 56-year-old.
I'm trying. Well, I got the grays out for the most part, but I'm gonna let them come when they come. All right, and when I go ball, I'm letting that go too. I'm giving me a clean one. I'm gonna join y'all club.
And believe me, it might not happen though. It might not happen to you. You know what I mean? It might. Know, yeah.
I'm open to change. That's all I can say. I'm willing to work with what I got to move forward. That's the game.
So tell me this: when are you coming back to Facebook?
It's strategic. Again, if I set a date, then you know it'll be expected. So it's really a strategic move. I'm not politicking my way out of this thing. Here's the thing about it, is that decent and in order has really been, you know, one of many mantras that I've been practicing, you know, in my downtime, because it really do go together. I'm balancing enough, you know, and I got quite a few people that got things tied up in what I'm doing as well. And so I want to represent them well as well.
Right.
And, you know, just really putting those things together to make sure that all systems are firing is worth taking that added measure to plan and produce something of substance. So I'm just not another face on social media saying what I want to do, but actually the results are there. So we've been building, you know, behind the scenes, you know, again, lots of things that I'm a part of that are ongoing that people don't necessarily be inclined to. I like to reference Kids Free Trip to Africa. You know, it's not like we stopped fundraising for that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
That's
right.
Still ongoing, you know, and so it's so many initiatives behind the scenes that we're all a part of that are interconnected. So I want to make sure all those voices are represented well, because I do realize, you know, my position, and I want to take it seriously, you know.
Young Future 15 leaders of Muskegon, congratulations to Mickey Wallace. His effect is felt definitely beyond the Lakeshore, California, Texas,
shout out to all my family.
Yeah, to your family, man. Couple more things. It's talking a personal level. You got discipline on the wall. Yeah. How important is discipline to Mickey Wallace?
That's one of three signs I have in my home. Again, strategically placed. Mm-hmm. Discipline is everything. You know, you need that matter of factness, you know, because we live in a time of heightened information, and it's so easy to make a decision and change it. And it's becoming increasingly difficult to own your position and walk in that truth and push that envelope until it breaks for you, that you need that discipline to stay steadfast, because there's so much information just coming at us. And it reminds me that to be present, you know, like when I'm at work, I'm at work. When I'm working on Comedic Kings, I'm working on Comedic Kings. When I take self-care time, I take self-care time. So it reminds me to practice discipline in those various aspects of my life, you know, whether I'm reading or entertaining or hosting or what have you, just keeps me in mind to master my craft, to be disciplined and to build myself. I hope that's not too much.
No, it's real, man. It's real. You got five books right there, man. Well, what are they, brother?
Again, everything strategic, right?
Right.
I don't pull no
points. We don't know what he had there before 4 o'clock, man. We don't know.
No.
Hey, mind your business. That's the top book I just finished. A lot of people are familiar with it. It's The Four Agreements. Very popular book, but just again touches on the principles that we need to move forward by trying to change ourselves in order to change the world. You know, I think a lot of us go at it backwards, and we realize that, and we become more seasoned and knowledgeable, and realize it starts with us. So I'm always looking for those reads that can remind me that it's not about me. You know, me's about me, but the world's not about me. It's about what I'm doing internally to help change the world like that. And so The Four Agreements is one of those reads that I recommend. The one under that I'm into now is The Color of Law. And I try to pick a book, for those that's listening, I try to pick a book that matches the different disciplines of my life that I'm going after. So if I'm working on goal setting, I try to keep a book that I, you know, pilfer through on goal setting. If I'm working on like building the curriculum for the training program for Health West right now, then I'm going to read books like The Color of Law that speak to inequities that were woven into the historical fabric of our judicial system. Things like, you know, housing inequalities, things like educational inequalities, all those things that were made law and then became implicit bias, even though laws were written to override them. And so it speaks to what we still experience today and why it matters to say Black Lives Matter and not just All Lives Matter, because it speaks to a really deep sense of our history that was very intentional about keeping a select group of people on the bottom. And by that bottom, I mean African-Americans. And so while all ethnicities feel that impact, those laws were strategically written to keep society a certain way. And we have to always talk about it from that aspect. Not that we're upset or got to keep bringing it up or living it in the past. It's because that past impacts our now and therefore our future. So we have to keep that in mind.
Wow. Dope, man. You're the real deal. So proud of you, man. We miss you on radio.
And I'm sure, man. We doing good things, though. We still together.
We still family. I know. You there for me. I'm there for you.
Fist bump. You know what I'm saying?
On my camera. Boom. Boom. Right. Anything else you want to say to your friends, your family out there that's been supporting you since you've been back in Michigan? I know that was a big transformation for you to go through. Big change to come.
Yeah.
Come back from Los Angeles after being around people like Dr. Dre and the Kendrick Lamars of the world. I'm being real.
Don't do that, man.
That's real, though. Those are facts. He might not say that. This dude was hanging out with these type of cats, but he came back home. And I hope you're happy.
No doubt. You know, happiness begins within, PA. And everything. I love what I'm doing, man. One of the big things is when I was out in LA, this work was still going forward. You know, I was able to connect with my big bro, John Covington, and I was a part of the Men of Color Read program at the Obama Academy. And so, you know, the work was still going forward, even though I wasn't back home in Michigan. So it's not like much has changed. But as far as that industry part of Mickey Wallace, that had its season and it accomplished what it needed to make sure that I was true to my course in life, you know? And sometimes you got to go see some things to see if you really want those things. So while those things did happen, and I'm glad they happened, I wouldn't trade those experiences for the world. I got to meet Kendrick Lamar, Eminem. I got to work with Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, and, you know, doing these different things. That was a part of my life, you know, and it helped to remind me, it helped to show me the real me, you know. So
that's true. Randy Huckabee Dane says, I appreciate you, Mickey Wallace. You are an inspiration to a lot of young and old folks. Your motivation change, your knowledge is very inspiring to me. Stay up, little bro. That's real.
Man, that's my guy, Huck Live. Shout out to you, too. And another brother that's continuing to help change the perspective of society in his own way. We all got a part to play. And Huck Live definitely does his part. Shout out to you, too, King.
All right. Rob, before we go, man, we're going to do something different. Rather than we always crack jokes on Mickey and we make fun of him. We got to say something good about Mickey, which should be easy.
It's impossible. We might as well just go to break. Rob is not able to. It's not
going to happen. Rob, I'm going to you, Rob. You got to say something good about Mickey, man.
Man, I can't. See, if I say something good to Mickey, about Mickey or to Mickey, I will never hear the end of it. He will get on Facebook live.
I'm going to go start an account.
Okay, Mick, great job. I'm proud of you, man. I hope you finished the book that I gave you.
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. I don't see that book nowhere.
Message but to anyway, the black man in America. Don't play, man.
I didn't want to say no names because I didn't want to mess anything.
Okay, if I read it, I stand by it, man. Let's go. I definitely
But anyway. That. You know, Mick, me and you laugh and joke with each other, man. But, you know, I'm very proud of you, man. You know,
thank you.
To see where you came from to where you at now and the things that you're doing. Yes, you are inspiration to a lot of young folks and old folks, you know. Heck, you know, believe it or not, you inspire me to, you know,
read a little bit more because you passing my book collection. So I got to get up on some stuff. So
I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, okay. All right. I like that, man. But stay up, brother, and keep your head up, man. You know if you ever need me, I'm here for you.
You already know. I know it through and through, man. I got you on speed dial.
All right. Mickey, first of all, thanks for coming back home, man. And I'm glad you've been able to pursue your dreams and you're still on that path. But you were a blessing to us during a time we really needed some people to fill in the gaps. And I think you are a godsend. You know, we're in the process of setting up operation in Orlando, Florida. And I needed somebody that can hold Muskegon down while we get this thing up and going. And you just came in and took things to another level for us. And you are a godsend. And I just can't thank you enough for that. But also, I seen how you grew as a man, as a father, as a little brother. You're very humble. Monica tripping. You're very humble. You're very humble with your success. You don't take for granted, and you don't sit there and brag about all the things you've done and the people you're impacted. And I appreciate that. You know, you don't go out and, you know, I know being in radio, you're connected to a lot of people and a lot of things come at you when you're in the spotlight. But I never seen you abuse that. You would get your hands dirty. You show up every day. You show up early. You're a perfectionist. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of a younger me times 10. And so I know whatever Mickey gonna set out to do, it's gonna happen in due time, and I know you're gonna make it happen. I think sometimes you're hard on yourself. I think you're very hard on yourself, but that's even cool too. We know we have to critique ourselves. Yeah, but man, you're a blessing to our community. You care. I seen you cry when people get shot in our community behind the scene. I seen you break down from other people hurting. That's a sign of a brother who is compassionate, who cares about the community. And we need to lift you up, man. So you are not just a future 15. You're 2020, bro. You was actually 2015. Health West got a real one when they pulled you off, because most cats don't leave radio, man. I've been trying to get Rod off radio now for like 15 years, man. He ain't leaving, man.
I ain't going nowhere, bro.
Just joking, man.
No. Can I tell the truth now about Mickey?
No. Let me finish up, bro.
Drinking that grape haterade and just succumb to the fact that you will never, ever in your life look as good as me.
You know, once and for all, I'm gonna clear this up.
Beer game on, bro.
Once and for all, Rob, I'm gonna go ahead and lay it down at your feet, man. You are the one, man. You are the most handsomest. Is. Your beard is the most beautifulest. Is. Okay? You are the Don Beauty. I wish all of the Jerry Carroll activated your way.
Oh man, thank you so much. It's good,
fellas, to be honest, man. And I know we got to close out, PA, but I definitely can't just let y'all, you know, do that to me, man. I appreciate y'all more so than I can put into words, and as wordy as I can be, and as articulate as I can think that I am, I really can't put a proper phrase behind that for the both of you and the intrinsic value that I've gotten from just being under you both. And one thing in particular, coming back home to Michigan and being able to be a part of the journey home back to West Africa, it changed me for the better. I've been to other states, I've been out of the country, but to go home and to go with people that you know and love and come back and build with, it meant something that much more. And so whatever you guys got going on, you already know I'm a phone call away. I don't care what's happening with us, man. Ain't nothing that we can't never get past. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. The things that y'all have done for me, you probably don't even know it because, you know, we don't get to choose how we influence somebody, right?
Exactly.
But just to be able to watch y'all and to learn and grow, you know, down to the books that y'all gave me, you know, it all goes together, man. And so I just appreciate y'all.
Much love, man. Before we go, how's your son doing in Africa? That's joking. That's joking.
It wasn't just a son, Paul. It was a whole village.
Oh, okay. All right. Mickey.
Y'all can do something to me that the rest of the world can't do. Y'all leave me speechless sometimes. I usually have to come back for everything, and y'all just hit me sometime, and I'm like,
we got to share this experience. We had a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Ghana, and
don't tell that story. Everybody log on.
They got to hear this. We had a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Ghana, and we coming in. They can tell that we kind of different because, you know, Big Rob looked like a security guard, Mihan looked like a DJ, so everybody thought Mickey was a rapper. You know, which he is an artist. So we get these fine, super fine Ghanaian sisters. They just start doing selfies with Mickey Wallace in the background. And I'm like, and he wasn't even paying attention, Ski Town. Not Mickey was just like, ain't nobody paying attention to me. He trending right now. He was trending in Ghana, didn't even know, Rob. Yeah.
I came to stand by him for him to help me place my order and figure out the how much it was gonna cost. He's keep looking and I didn't know pay no attention to it, but I hear everybody laughing and snickering. So we turn around and look. These girls are really on me. Like click, 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 selfie this, selfie that. Well, who is that? Who is this? Who is that?
Yeah. How did that feel, man?
Honestly, we was just trying to make sure we understood the difference between fries and chips, man. We was talking, you know, we ain't want no smoke, man. We ain't want no trouble. You know, we were just trying to get some food, man.
And they wanted some Mickey, though. They wanted some Mickey.
Hey, we was at KFC, not Mickey D's. All right.
I was like, Mickey, what are you doing? You better get up out of this van, bro. Go sign autographs. All right.
Man, we had a good time going home, though, man.
Yes, it happened again. We're proud of you, man. Keep up the good work. Looking forward to seeing you again where we can actually embrace and get a hug, man. Peace and blessings to you, brother.
Blessings.
Love you, brother.
Hey, love you. Love you,
Mickey. We got good work to do. Love y'all.
Future 15 Spotlight, Mickey Wallace. Peace and blessings.
Peace.